All right, man. So I just rolled on the other side of bed, and I wanted to make this video about woman's nature. Like it does, like this is just what woman does, man. It's woman's nature, and it's usually a combination of where she thinks she fits in on her physical attractiveness level versus what she feels like, you know, what area she'll infiltrate this with. So, perfect example is. So y'all remember some months ago when I was like real sick, right? Probably about a year ago now. I got real sick, and my girl was like taking care of me like hand and foot, like riding a train up 20 minutes out of her way to come up here, make sure I had food and you know everything's clean. I was fucked up, and my girl was like legit taking care of me. So back then, I bought her a pair of AirPods. And I bought her the iPad. Where's the iPad? I bought her this iPad, but she ended up never using it. So she just left it here. So I just use it now. But I bought this and a pair of AirPods for her, you know, because she took care of me like hardcore throughout that time period. Like for real. Like legit, she did an excellent fucking job taking care of me when I was fucked up. So I bought her that shit, right? So she, like I said, she doesn't use the iPad. She won't even touch the iPad. But here's the thing. She used the AirPods, right? And these are my AirPods. So I just use these just as an example so you see. These are my AirPods. I bought these like years ago, back when they first came out. But not when they first came out, but it's been years ago since I had them. So her mom used her AirPods, right? And wants to go work out in them. So she'll let her mom use them so she won't have a pair of AirPods for the day, right? So it just so happens we was walking through this electronics store called Dat Art, and I seen this will be a free advertisement, by the way. I seen these AirPods in not without AirPods, you know, wireless headphones. I seen these in Dat Art, right? We was walking, and I seen these. And the box is like, I seen these, and guess how much they cost? That's how you open them and they be in there. Guess how much did this cost? They were on sale for about $20, right? Originally they about $30, about 700 crowns, something like that, but it was on sale. So I bought them. And that's how you open them. This is gonna be a free review for what's these called? TWS buddies. These TWS buddies, right? They for $20, right? So I said, here, I'm gonna buy these. And try them out and see what they sound like. And if they good, I give you know, I'll go ahead and give them to your mom because her mom is already giving me a ton of shit anyway. So I probably owe her for real. So I said, here, look, just get these to her or you keep them. And that way y'all ain't got to do this whole thing of who got the wireless headphones that day type of shit, right? So in woman's nature, like I'm saying, okay, I tell you right now, I got both. And y'all know I'm honest about this. For $20. Versus these is about $160, $170. All right, I would tell you to buy these. All right. Cause the only thing that these lack, these $20 joints from these $180 joints, is two things that I noticed. One is when you got them in and you listen to something and you take one out, it don't automatically pause the iPhone app or whatever. It just keeps playing. And two, the only area of like functionality for sound that I found was not up to par was when you call somebody, they said you didn't sound good, but you hear them great. Like the sound coming in, all that sounds great, but I think the microphone is fucked up in it. So but still, but even then, it's not like fucked up, like it's not fucked up. It's just not like AirPod quality. You know, it's not the AirPod quality, but it works. So I would say if you're looking for a pair of wireless headphones, I could definitely recommend these, especially if you mostly just listening to stuff, like watching movies. Because I remember back in the day, man, with these wireless AirPods, with these wireless headphones, the AirPods were just the best. Why I just went ahead and bought them, because the AirPods were just the best ones. Like if you use some aftermarket shit, well, if like YouTube videos would lag, you know what I'm saying? Like everything would just it would just be laggy. You couldn't watch movies with it in. The audio sound like it halfway sounded like shit too. It was just like they were just so bad. Like you back then, I would have told everybody, look, just don't deal with that bullshit. Just go ahead and spend the money, get the AirPods. But now the technology caught up. So like I swear by these. So back to the original core topic of the video is woman's nature, right? After she used them AirPods, I said, here, try these. So I made her try them. She didn't want to try them because they're not Apple, right? And so I made her try them. And she even said, yeah, it sounds good. After that, she didn't want to touch them. Like, she went back and used my AirPods because her mom got her AirPods now. She didn't even want to touch the $20 joints, right? Hey, yo, and I sit here and I watch Netflix on the iPad and I switch through both of them. And I'm telling you, for 20, like, yo, there's nothing wrong with the audio. But for $20, I would definitely tell you to get these before spending $180, $150, however much they cost, and getting these. For eight times the price difference, this is not worth it, all right? Go ahead, just get the $20 joints. But she wouldn't touch them. She don't. And she left about a few hours ago to go to work now. And I said, hey, yeah, don't forget your air. No, don't forget your wireless headphones. And she didn't even want to touch the box. Because that's what woman does. Once you introduce her to some better shit, and then she feels like she can keep up with that better shit. Like let's say, like, with the woman who's doing that better thing. Oh, she won't touch anything lower than that. And like, and I didn't even pay attention to it, like, until it happened. And I caught it. I was like, that's that woman's nature. Shit like that is what keeps me humbled with dealing with bitches, man. Like, because I remember another time she did that was with the ice cream. At the time, I was just buying, like regular ice cream, nothing special, right? But I got the urge to try, like, you know, the expensive brands of ice cream just to see like what the hype is about, right? So I tried Magnum, didn't like Magnum. Magnum was like, it was all right. Everybody who I ever talked to about Magnum ice cream says the same thing. The Magnum ice cream on the stick, for some reason, it tastes better on the stick than it does, like, in the actual container. I don't know what the fuck, why, I don't know. But everybody I ever spoke to who's had Magnum has said the same thing, including my girl. She said the same thing. The stick tastes good, but some reason in the container, it just loses something. I don't know what it is. But, so I ended up trying Haagen-Dazs. And once she found the flavor she liked, the Haagen-Dazs, she won't touch regular ice cream no more. Won't touch it. It'll sit in that refrigerator unless she just gets her cravings get too bad for some ice cream and everything's closed and we can't go nowhere. She won't touch regular ice cream because I used to get this ice cream named Manhattan. And we used to sit there and eat together. There's a big tub of it for, like, you know, about $3 or something like that. We sit down and just eat with a spoon out of it together. Like, sit down, like, on the side of the bed and eat it, right? Now, she won't. If I buy Manhattan, she won't touch it. It was sitting there for months. Right? Unless she gets too desperate for a taste of ice cream. But yeah, that's that woman's nature, man. And that, and I was thinking before I made this video, I was thinking about that video I did a while back with, it was one of those guys who, like, flew a woman to the U.S., and as soon as he flew her to the U.S., he took her to this couch store where, like, the couches were, like, $13,000. I'm like, yeah, nah, don't do that. Because, like, the core message of this story is, like, once woman gets a taste of something better, like, she woman does not go backwards in life. You know, she just doesn't go backwards with life in life, man. Well, once she has tasted something better quality, and also she feels like she can keep up with the physical, with the physical body type of the woman that's doing that better thing. Once she has had that taste, going backwards in life is just hell to her. It's damn near that gold digger, faux high sense of self worth shit that goes on. And again, it doesn't even matter the quality of the actual thing. It doesn't even matter because, like I said, I sat here and I tested both of these, like at the table, watching Watchmen on Netflix. And yo, if anything, there was some parts where these actually sounded better. If you want to be real about it, there was like some. I'm not a sound guy, so I don't know how to, like, properly, you know, explain it, but there were some parts where these actually sounded better. These $20 pieces sound better than these $150 pieces, for real. But like I said, the social status, all that shit, is woman's nature. Once she gets a taste of something, and it's known by people to be better, right? Now, had these AirPods had been some other off-brand name shit, but they were expensive, then there'd be a higher chance she would have went ahead and admitted that these were good. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that these are Apple and everybody knows Apple and, you know, that whole shit, She ain't fucking with nothing, beneath this, man. That's just the reality. But anyway, I'm gonna live stream tonight, man. Because I was trying to live stream last night, but my download and upload speeds just went fucking crazy for no reason. Because then they had been fucked up that whole day. But yesterday was a national holiday, and I think that had a lot to do with it. And on top of that, I tried to get better internet, but the better internet was just not good for what I need. I need a faster upload speeds, and the new internet actually had worse upload speeds than the old one I had. So yesterday was just a fucking, situation. Then I had a hangover because a buddy of mine came over the night before, and we drank. As I don't even drink that much anymore, but we ended up drinking night before last night. So I had a hangover the whole next day. I had a headache the entire next day, man, all day yesterday. So anyway, so I should be live streaming tonight. Anyway, thanks for watching the video. I'm out. I'll see you later tonight. Ta-ta with my Gojins. That's the name of them, Gojins. Gojins. In case anybody's interested, this is free advertising because I think they did an excellent job. TWS Buddies. I think they did an excellent, and I'm sitting here with AirPods right next to them, and I tell you, I think they did an excellent job with these. Like, so now, if I was to, okay, I'll tell you what, if I was to lose these, if these AirPods were to break or some shit like that, I'm going with Gojin. All right, that's just my. I'm team Gojin now. Technology has officially caught up. So yeah, I'm out. Have a good day, man. Bye.